This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. A bit later in the program, a debate about coal as an energy alternative. But first, a look at what another group of mammals might be talking about, dolphins. Now, you know dolphins make sounds. You've heard them on television and the radio and the news. You've seen them all the time on the Flipper, things like that. And scientists studying dolphins have known for several years that each dolphin has its own distinct whistle, a signature whistle, or a name, if you like. A dolphin voices its signal. Other dolphins in the area know who is doing the talking, so to speak. Well, now one group of researchers has discovered that those whistles are even more unusual than they first thought. It turns out that the dolphins will understand the whistles even if they are manufactured, even if they're synthesized whistles. Joining me now to tell us more about that is my guest. Lila Sayegh is a visiting investigator at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. She's also a research associate professor at the University of North Carolina in Wilmington, and she joins us from member station WCAI in Woods Hole. Thanks for talking with us today, Dr. Sayegh.
Thanks for inviting me.
Tell us about these signals that they're making. Is it too much of a stretch to say that the dolphins have names and they're calling each other by these names?
I think that's a pretty reasonable parallel, especially given that we found that they are able to recognize these signals based on just their structure and not by voice cues, which is the more typical way animals recognize each other, which is when, for example, somebody you know calls you on the phone and you can recognize who they are without them even saying their name. Mm. And dolphins can do that, too.
So this latest research shows that you aren't showing that the dolphins have the signature whistles that you know that, but rather that other dolphins can recognize the whistles.
Yes, and we knew that they could recognize natural whistles from a previous set of experiments, mm-hmm. but what these experiments added to that was understanding how they recognize them, which mm-hmm. is, again, using the structure of the sound rather than voice cues, sort of unintentional cues, which is what most other animals use.
Well, that's as an illustration, I'm going to play two sounds. I'm going to play a natural whistle and a synthetic whistle that you've sent us. So let me play both, and you tell us which one is which and why you know that. Let's hear them. Oh, let's do that. Let's do them both again. Yes, Neil, if you can rack them up again and get them both to play, Neil. Wow, two different whistles. Even I could tell that they were different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the second one was the synthetic one. It had sort of any other stuff other than just sort of the frequency variation over time removed from it. So it's kind mm-hmm. of a very clean sounding, I guess to dolphins, maybe sort of like a computer generated voice.
Mm-hmm. And why is that so unusual? Why was that such a discovery to understand that the dolphins could recognize a synthetic whistle? I would think, you know, if I call someone's name and someone else calls someone's name, don't we both recognize the name no matter who's calling it, even if a speaker were calling it?
Yes, well, that's true for us. But interestingly, mm-hmm. Really most other animals that have been studied, if not all, do not use distinctive sounds to refer to other individual animals. Instead, they tend to produce sort of a species-specific vocal repertoire, and then they have individual variability in how they say sounds, just the way, again, you know, your voice sounds different from someone else's voice. And that's how animals recognize one another, not through a distinctive signal that is essentially a name.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does this tell us about the way the dolphins communicate? Does it mean that if they have names for each other, they may have a language also?
Well, I think it's definitely too early to say that this, you know, would be anything part of a language, but it is an important component of language to be able to communicate referentially. In other words, to use arbitrary signals to refer to something. And that's what our words are like. And in this case, dolphins are using an arbitrary whistle sound to refer to another dolphin. Mm-hmm. And since they learn these signals, it also shows that they're capable of acquiring new signals, which is, of course, another important aspect of language as well.
Now, which part of the whistle do they recognize? Do they recognize the frequency, or is there a, if we took it apart, could we hear little parts of it that have maybe syllables in it? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, what they seem to be cueing in on is really what we call the contour, which is a pattern of frequency changes over time. And I know you probably didn't pick up on too much of it because they're kind of high frequency and fast, and so we tend to look at them visually on the computer. But that's what they're cueing in on, and they do vary aspects of it and sometimes repeat certain components of the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And we, one possibility is that when they vary aspects of the whistle, it may be conveying additional information sort of superimposed on the identity information.
Mm-hmm. We have three more of the natural whistles. Let's hear them and see how we can pick up on that, those cues you talked about. Well, I hope the tweeters on your set are working fine because they were very high frequencies.
Yes.
Where were they?
Those are anywhere probably from about maybe 6 to 20 kilohertz, and our upper frequency hearing pretty much cuts off at 20 or lower depending on our age. So it's mm-hmm. pretty hard to listen to those to get a lot of the variability in them by listening.
Do those frequencies travel better in water? Is that why they have them so high up there?
Well, all sound travels better in water than in air, but they don't travel further, for example, than low-frequency sounds. Those can travel further than dolphin whistles. But these are probably used for fairly close-range communication.
Mm-hmm. So where do you go from here with research like this? What would you like to know next?
Well, there's a lot of different places we can look at, but one thing that's very interesting about dolphins is that they do imitate one another's signature whistles in addition to producing their own. So trying to understand how that might function in their natural communication system would be really fun and interesting, and as well as understanding how some of the other sounds that they produce function. They produce whistles other than their signature whistles, and there's very little known about that.
The sounds they make at the aquariums and things, are those just for us?
Yes, those are. Those are completely trained. They don't open their mouths in the wild when they make sounds.
You're right. It sounded nothing like these. And thank you for clearing that up, and thank you for taking time to be with us, Doctor.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
Dr. Leila Sayegh is a visiting investigator at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. She's also a research associate professor at the University of North Carolina in Wilmington.